You're listening to a DM podcast.
Hello and welcome to Beyond the Likes. School holidays is over. We have survived. How are all the mums? Just doing a welfare check. Are we good? Are we alive? Have we gone bald? Are there patches of hair missing at the back of our head? If you've answered no to all of the above, then you have survived school holidays. Now listen, please bear with me, but for full transparency, I am going to repurpose one of my old podcast records. And I'm going to tell you why. Because there has been a lot of stuff going on in the background, and I am going to be able to talk all about it next week. You've only got one more week to wait, and it will make total and complete sense. My lips have been sealed. I haven't been able to discuss it until it goes out to media, which it will be doing this Friday. Yeah, this Friday. It's going out there, I think, or this next Monday. I don't know. One of the two. Regardless, by next Wednesday, I will be able to talk openly and honestly about all of the stuff that I have been doing in the last couple of months. And it will all make sense why my podcasting, actually everything that I've been doing has kind of been like half-assed. It's probably because I'm juggling too many balls. And yeah, it'll make sense. But I want to repurpose a very old podcast that I've done. It is with little girl Lisa and I, and so many of you do not understand where the nickname Little Girl Lisa came from. But in this podcast, you will get a better understanding of where it came from, also why I occasionally throw out the wording special cream. It's all going to make sense to you. It was recorded at my house in Alfords Point. I miss it. I can't wait to get back in there. I'm pretty sure we'd had a few glasses of champagne. You may be able to hear us get a little bit tipsy towards the end, but it's a lighthearted, authentic, relatable, laugh along with your mates kind of podcast, and I think you'll enjoy it. So I'm sorry that it's not current, but it's also relative because little girl Lisa is here to stay, and that is her name moving forward. So enjoy.
Cheers. Cheers.
Good evening. Good morning. Good. Hello. Hello. Hello, Beyond the Likers. It is Amy with your favorite sometimes co-host, support partner, personnel, girlfriend of mine, slash life partner, slash biggest supporter, Lisa Johnston. Round of applause.
You can't give me your own round of applause.
Well, no one else is going to give you a round. No one.
No one is.
All of my children are in bed. Well, for now anyway. We've probably turned up the decibel a little bit. Decibel? Is that right? Decibel.
Yeah. Listen, we are drinking champagne.
We're drinking champagne. Have we? I mean, we're not through the bottle. What we're drinking is Geppetto.
Apparently it's lower in calories, which is not something I would worry about.
It's
because the Pilates girl is worrying about it.
Well, I've fallen off the Pilates bandwagon. I don't know if you saw that on my stories this week, but I was like, because Pilates girl Amy, the version of Amy.
She was too skinny. Can we just call it?
She got a little bit greyhoundish at one point. March, April, I was peaking as a thoroughbred.
Yeah, you're far too skinny.
Very thoroughbredish.
No one wants someone that skinny.
Listen, I did feel, I found that I looked a little bit older.
Yeah, because all your skin was drooping.
Yeah, but I was in peak form. I had stopped drinking. I'd stopped drinking midweek. I was eating very clean.
We're far too close for me to take this seriously. I wish you could see. Maybe we'll record a video. We're so
sitting
close.
Lisa is on my lap.
It's a lot for me, especially.
Lisa, I'm loving it.
I hate this.
I'm peaking right
and
now.
And I'm looking right into your eyes and it's far too much
All
for me.
All I can smell is the garlic on your breath.
Okay. Listen. That was a lot.
You had boschiola for dinner.
You ordered it.
You asked for it.
No. I said order more than pizza.
You said, I'm in your hands. And I said, do you want boschiola?
I said, sure.
Because I know you like boschiola.
I was just trying to be easygoing.
Because you love garlic breath.
Oh, jeez.
Anyway, we're
Hi,
here.
Guys.
We're here.
I've missed you all.
Yes.
I've missed the five people. That
Zara.
Knew. Zara Brown. Is that
is
her
it
last
Zara?
Name?
Ellen.
Someone wrote to Amy tonight and said, I've missed Lisa. And I thank you
for
that.
We're going to get her up right now.
Get her
now.
Up. Get her name up. I want to give her a shout out.
Oh, hang on. First one, Ellen.
Ellen. We sent
Ellen,
you, we just sent you a photo.
Ellen Maloney. We've just sent you not a screenshot, an actual photo. That was cute. And you sent one back. Oh, it was Zara Brown.
Yeah,
how good your memory?
It's perfect. A grade memory.
Woohoo. Love Lisa, she said.
Yeah, she does. Thank you, Zara.
But do you love me, Zara?
If you've tried to request me and I haven't said yes yet.
It's because she's a cold-hearted bitch.
It's because there's too many of them from you.
I would just go on public.
It's very overwhelming.
Let them in. Flood them in. Anyway, listen, we're not here to just talk absolute smack, although I think we probably are just going to talk a lot of
shit.
I'm
a little bit excited about the topic that you just kind of dropped on me.
Yeah, I'm excited about it too. I was actually thinking about it all week. Someone.
That's unlike you.
That's very unlike me. I'm like a last minute Nancy, but I want to say that I'm somewhat organized.
I feel like we're about to kiss. We're far too close. This is a lot.
Do you want to make out? You keep
no,
looking,
I don't. I
you
don't.
You keep looking at my lips.
Yeah, because they're very big.
And juicy. They're very soft. They're like soft pillows.
I don't care for that. Don't come near me. Get away from me.
Lisa's,
tell them what the topic is.
All right. The topic of today's conversation is what would you tell your younger self if you had your time over? Wait, I've got a few things. What would you tell yourself, like, if you could go back in time and do something differently?
Oh, I'd do a lot differently.
I mean, what? Let's start with you, Lisa Johnston.
No.
We're starting with you. If you could go back in time, let's say, how old are we? 36.
I'm 35. Don't go throwing a year away for me.
Okay, so if we were to go back in time, say, 15 years.
I think you'd probably need to go better than that.
Nah, I reckon 20. What would you do differently?
I don't even know where to start, if I'm being honest.
Everything.
Listen, I would just say the first thing I would do is be like, I'm going to swear, everyone.
Oh, look out.
Lighten the fuck up.
Yes.
Lighten the fuck up. What?
So rigid.
I was like
uptight.
Acting like a 40-year-old at 18.
Yeah. Were you knitting?
No, I wasn't knitting. Although, no.
But you were looking into like your superannuation.
No, I wasn't. I was looking to buy a property.
Oh, God. Yeah.
Bag my man down for a proposal, which came 15 years later. Be a Betty. What's
that? Oh, God. You still are a little bit like that.
Would you actually do much different? Because I feel like you really lived your youth.
And this is funny you ask that. I would do very little different.
Mm.
I would make very small tweaks in terms of, like, I remember I went out with this guy. He was a bit older than me when I was in my 20s. He was like 30 and he had a daughter, and I played like stepmom for a good 2 years. And then I remember I split up with him, and then I moved overseas for 3 years, and then I came back and I got back together with him. And my mum was like, why are you reading the same book? Like, you know how that ends.
Listen, and I only own one book.
Yeah.
So there's that.
Well, but she was right. It ended exactly the same way. But I was like, you know what? I kind of just needed to do it for myself.
Mm-hmm.
I am a big believer that everything leads you. I mean, maybe not you.
No, I feel like I know where you're going to go with that.
Mm.
Everything leads you to where you are today.
Mm.
I don't feel like I'm just so – this sounds a little bit silly. I know where I want to go and I know how I'm going to get there.
Mm. And you're a fighter.
I am. And
Mandy, can you put Christina Aguilera fighter
yes.
on?
Yes. Makes me that much wiser. Makes me a fighter. But I feel like that – and I don't know why I've got that fight in me, because – like, I had a pretty cruisy upbringing.
Mm.
I certainly didn't have to fight for my money off mum and dad or anything crazy like that. But I definitely, please, Mum and Dad, don't listen to this. Oh, how do I say this nicely? I just knew I wanted more.
Mm.
I knew that I wanted a certain lifestyle for myself.
Yep.
And I knew I had to work extremely hard to get there.
Mm.
And any time that I, you know, you kind of climb the ladder and you go, okay, I've reached the top. Well, I'll find a new ladder.
To climb even higher.
Yep.
Yeah, so you're a go-getter.
I'll go buy the ladder and bring it in myself. I am waiting for no one to help me climb ladder.
You are very much a typical Aries, like just bringing star signs into this.
I care very little about star signs.
I care a lot about them.
I know.
They're so accurate. Like the more deeper you delve into them, the more you realise that they are so fucking bang on.
I mean, like you do are I believe that
you are a dead set Aries through and through. Yeah.
It has anything to do with the fighter in me. I don't know.
Like you and I are so different.
But we're only 10 days apart in.
Yeah, but we're and we've got the same morals and certain things and like things that are important to us align. But like our personalities are chalk and cheese. Like I am so much a very relaxed, go with the flow, not money orientated, whereas you love.
Yeah, well, thank God we're a team. Jesus, this would be dismal over here if you didn't care about that
woeful
stuff.
Woeful. No, I know.
I'll tell you one thing that I would do differently.
Hit me.
When I was growing up, obviously I met Ryan super young, like, I don't know, I think I was 18, turning 19, and I just fell. I didn't just fall head over heels.
Oh, God, you were
I
so
I fell
cock-whipped.
Into a ditch. That I'm actually still in it, if we're being honest.
Oh,
I've
God.
I've not come out of it.
Are you seriously still cock-whipped?
Yeah. But well, I mean, isn't that nice? Is he in return? Maybe never has been. But
well, they say one, there's always one. There's always one who loves the other one a little bit more.
Yeah.
It might just be like.
But I feel like that changes.
70-30, your
look at you, you sell out. Here's the one thing I'd do differently. I was so nervous to ever leave him because I just always wanted to be around him that Carly, she was a big holidayer. She'd always
Carly is Lisa's best friend.
Yeah. And she was off to Europe and Hawaii and all these holidays, which I was always invited on. And I always turned them down because of work. I didn't want to take.
But mainly because of Ryan.
Mainly because of Ryan.
Yeah.
Yeah. And then when he had the opportunity to go to Europe, oh, he was on the next goddamn flight.
He
was
like, out of it.
Bye, I'll bring you home a Swarovski necklace and we're away 5 weeks later. But, yeah, listen, this is what I say to my cousin. My cousin's only, 22, one of my cousins. Go on the holidays, man.
Yeah.
You don't get that time back.
Mm.
Now with kids, like how hard is it to go away for more than one night?
Oh, like – I thought you were going to say go away with kids. Oh,
no,
God, I just would never.
No one's.
But, yeah, the max you can go away is 2 days.
Mm-hmm.
And even then I'm copping phone calls like, where's the swimming goggles and where's this and where's that? And
I'm not just copping phone calls. I'm copping text messages the entire time. I travel a fair bit for work and it's more trouble than it's worth, if I'm being honest. But that's what I would do differently. I would go on the goddamn
You would have
holidays.
Gone on all the – and I think – That's
we so- went on one. We were, Carly and I, one of my bonuses 1 year from one of my jobs was to go to New York and Vegas.
Mm-hmm.
And I was just so excited that I was like doing something for myself.
Do this. I can leave
yeah,
you.
Yeah, I can leave. Go on that holiday, girl. Anyway, that was when there was no like Wi-Fi or
FaceTime.
None of that. Oh, my God. There wasn't Instagram. There wasn't anything. I think there was Facebook, but I never had a Facebook.
Did you cope?
No. I racked up $1,000 bill calling him. And in my head I was like, it's worth it.
Oh, my God.
So I called him. And the time difference is so savage from New York that it was – I would set my alarm to – it was actually quite embarrassing.
No, but you know what that feels like to me?
Mm.
That feels like young love.
Yeah.
Like when I was in a relationship when I was in the end of my high school years – I remember I went over to the UK for 6 weeks. Top me up, doll.
Yeah, topping you up.
And I wrote a love letter every single day in a book to my boyfriend at the time, and he did the same for me. Mm-hmm. I don't even think we had mobile phones at this stage because I was only like 16. And then when we returned, we like swapped books of just mushiest. Because, you know, like when you're back, when you're young, like your first relationship, and let's be honest, Ryan's realistically your first relationship, it's so intense. It's so intense and it's like your whole world.
It brings me to a point that's making me sweat a little bit. And Ryan's mum does listen to these podcasts every now and then, so I just want to... Hi, Selena. Selena showed up Selena showed up the other day with a bunch of cards and...
Oh, my God.
...paraphernalia that I had made for Ryan over the years that he had kept in his cupboard.
I mean, that's cute. He must love you.
I mean, why are we acting like that? No, I didn't save it. But... I read all the letters that I had written to him and the cards and it was pretty bad.
Oh, my gosh.
I actually recorded one of them and sent it to you.
Was that a video?
If you use that, mark my words, I will never talk to you again.
Let's just say Lisa's new nickname is Little Girl Lisa, because that's what she used to refer to herself as. Love your little girl Lisa. And what did you used to call him?
I don't know. But I don't know why.
She would book hotels.
Why did I throw myself under the bus?
She would book hotels and she'd organise the special cream to be there.
You're a fuckwit.
Selena's already seen it. She brought the pages of the cute books over.
But the other 100,000-odd people that listen to
it. Listen, we've all been there.
I'm certain that every person has fallen hard. Maybe absolutely. They didn't end up with them.
Yeah.
And have a little box of all of the... material over the years that they've saved.
Oh, I mean, big.
Wow.
Are you a bit hot?
Oh, Phil, why did I say that? Why did I do that to myself?
No, this is the vulnerable Lisa is what we love. Everybody's had a box of like love letters that they've written to old boyfriends, calling themselves little girl Anne, little girl Amy, little girl.
I know I've already mentioned this on a podcast before, but maybe
little girl Lisa.
Maybe we've got some new listeners. We are currently at Amy's parents' house.
Oh yes,
but
yes,
I did come here many, many years ago before she moved into her old house that she's just sold. Congratulations!
Thank you. Wait, when did you come here? Before?
I'm offended.
Oh, wait, I'm trying to remember.
I came here and I helped you move out, which was a lot from me. So
oh wait, catch up. I remember you coming to Bangor and helping me clean.
No.
But I don't remember you being here.
No, I was here.
Oh.
And we went through your wardrobe and you had made an album for the dude that you met in the Maldives.
Oh, no, sorry. No. He had made an album.
Okay.
He was the little girl Lisa.
Well, now I feel worse.
Yeah. He was a German guy who I met in the Maldives. Mm-hmm. I was away on a family holiday vacation and I found a German lover. And he did not speak English and we would make love every night under the moonlight.
My point in this was that you also had a book. I didn't realise that you weren't the one that made it.
No, I wasn't. He made it. He also tried to move out here and I remember leaving him on the island. My mum and dad were like, oh, Mark, you know, he seems really lovely. He's come for you, like, to say goodbye. And I said, yeah. And Mark was like... I will see you, like, I can't even impersonate a German accent. I don't know how to say it. But he was trying to imply that he was moving to Sydney. And I was like, oh, no. This is purely a holiday romance. It's funny because my brother also, he met a Swedish. She was a snorkeling, the scuba diver teacher over there. He had a little holiday romance with her. And then Tom met this... I think she was Chinese. She was from like a Chinese family. She was so cute and she just followed Tom around, besotted with him with a video camera.
Because he was Aussie.
Yeah, because he was Aussie, right? And then so very multicultural. We were all dating like different different people from all around the globe. Mark didn't speak English, which actually suited me to a T. So our romance was just purely sexual.
I don't think I could have ever done that.
My parents didn't know. They just thought we used to go for like walks at nighttime and he'd pick me flowers. He used to pick me flowers and leave them on my bungalow doorstep.
Mm,
very cute. People are probably listening to that thinking, that's very fucking weird. She's banging some random dude on a family holiday.
Listen.
Of course you're thinking that.
It's where my head went.
That's what little girl Lisa would think. with this special cream.
Honestly, you're going to be disowned. You're going to be out on your own. Tell me about one of your first drinking stories.
I'm trying to think of a good story. I remember being about 16 and my dad has a bar that we're looking at directly at.
Dad's bar.
And he had like all different spirits. He's got brandy, he's got port, he's got vodka, whiskey, gin, you name it. It's all there. And I remember someone saying to me, if you have a shot of everything and then scull a beer, you get drunk really quick. So I had some girlfriends
round. Who said that to you?
I don't know, some kids from my school.
Mm-hmm. Well, and it was Menai, so that makes sense.
Yeah, Menai High Massive.
Wait, what's the massive? Did you just add that? Or is that actually what the school is?
No, I just added that.
Wow.
Because I'm a gangster.
Okay.
Menai High Massive. Anyway, I would have like not house parties, but I would have like gatherings.
Mm-hmm. Gathering.
And we never called it a gather.
Okay, good.
Okay. And my parents were always pretty okay with that. They were pretty cool. And then one time they were like, okay, Amy, we're going to the Smith's house for a barbecue. Can we trust you? And I was like, absolutely. Like, I've had people around all the time. But this one time in particular.
You took a shot of everything and sculled a bit.
No, I'd already done that. Sorry, we missed the drunk story. I've done that. I did all of the shots and then I sculled a beer and then violently spewed all over my bedroom floor.
So not much has changed.
I don't spew anymore.
No, you just piss in the corner.
I have maybe mistaken the corner of my bedroom for a toilet once or twice. Have you never done that?
I mean, never. But I'm pretty acquainted with the toilets, so.
And lunchboxes. Oh, shit.
Wow. Okay. If we've got a little column of doing me dirty, Amy's got a few strikes on it.
So I mean, you're feeding them right to me.
No.
You're on the platter, basically. You're like, here they are.
Wow.
Come on, sell me out.
Wow. Anyway.
What about you? When did you first get drunk?
Okay. I wouldn't say I was drunk because I don't use that kind of language. But I remember we went to an all-girls school and one of my good friends, we had a little group and we all were at Sally's house. I think actually Sally listens to your podcast. Hey, Sal. She's had a baby boy. And we got my brother to buy us drinks and drop them off.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm pretty sure it was Midori. So this was my first entrance into the Midori kind of world.
Yep.
And we drank a bottle of that between like six of us. So we, in hindsight, we were fine.
Fine.
But I was
on the floor paralytic.
Yeah. Yep.
Did you mix it with lemonade?
Yeah. I don't think we were shotting it. I mean, there's no way I could have done that. But my brother was real protective, like really worried that I wasn't going to be able to drink the Midori, which he was right. But that was my first ever. I think her parents were away. There was like eight of us maybe that stayed at a house.
Did you vomit?
Of course I did.
Yeah. You used to power spew, right? And then just keep going or you'd be fine?
Yeah, I think then I was trying to figure out what that was. So I feel like I just spewed. They were very more advanced in the adult world than I was. So I think that they had drunk before.
Were they your age?
Of course they were.
Yeah.
Yeah. My poor parents ruined me for a long time.
You were still sleeping in their bed at 18, weren't you?
No, I wasn't. It was my brother's bed.
That's cute though.
That's what happens when you get robbed a million times in it. Who gets robbed now? Nobody.
Nobody. I mean, I'm sure people still do get robbed, but it's a lot harder.
Who's robbing someone for a CD now? Like nobody.
It's like people don't.
Do you ever get robbed?
Never.
You never got robbed?
I mean, my house burnt down, but in a full-blown bushfire.
That's not funny. That's a lot.
Yeah.
That's very traumatic.
It would have been a lot for my parents. For me, I was like, what? Did you get robbed?
Oh, like four or five times.
What?
Yeah, it was wild. And there's this one.
Did your parents not lock the front door?
We had an alarm. We had everything, right? But I remember once, this is like, it is ingrained in my brain. One day this dude knocked on our door and I was home with mum. I don't know if I was homesick or I don't remember, but I answered the door and it was like a bigger man, Aussie, and he was like, oh, I'm, he was stuttering to say why he was there. But then it wasn't uncommon that someone would be like cold calling on the door back then, you know?
Mm.
Anyway, then 3 days later we got robbed, and it was the first time we got robbed. And 100% it was that dude. He was checking if we were home, right?
Mm.
Anyway, when my grandparents had picked us up from school and we'd gotten home and the door was just ajar open, and I was like, Mum and Dad are home. So I run in. The fucking house was turned. I have trauma. Every drawer was pulled out. Every item of clothing was pulled out. Things were smashed. The back window was smashed. There was blood everywhere. Our TV, us, everything was stolen from us.
What?
My mum's wedding rings. My like, I don't know why she didn't have them on that day. I don't know. But everything was stolen. It was, and I was the one that ran into the house. I was the one that saw it. And I think that it's funny how little moments, if you haven't watched This Is Us, have you watched it?
No.
Please watch it. It's by far the best TV show I've ever watched. It shows how certain moments
can change your life.
Yes.
Yes.
And this was one of them for me, which my parents may not even realize. But when I walked in and saw our house had been robbed and turned upside down, and I didn't know if the man was still in the house, it was the most confronting. Like, I can't even explain.
How old were you?
Oh, I reckon I was maybe 8 or 9.
Mm.
And from that night, I never slept again in my own bed. Never once.
Fair enough.
And then we got robbed a couple more times after that. And we lived in a pretty...
During the night?
This is a crazy story. I don't mean to bore everyone with the robbery stories, but I feel like a lot of people would have got robbed it back in the day.
Yeah.
I'd had a 10th birthday party. It was a pool party.
Mm.
My mum was cleaning up on the Monday, and she'd lay down to have a little bit of a nap in the afternoon because she'd been cleaning for like 6 hours. Anyway, someone broke into the house while she was there.
Mm.
She was on the lounge, dozing off, and she said, and she's not woo-woo at all, and she said that she was dreaming about her mum. And her mum was keeping her in the dream, which is odd. Like, you'd never hear my mum talk like that. Keeping her in the dream, like, I don't know what the dream was about, but mum said she was holding her in it so that she didn't wake up and see the robbers in the house.
Oh, wow.
And then woke up and you know, had seen what had happened.
So in broad daylight.
Broad daylight.
Jesus, that's terrifying.
Isn't it?
I would sleep with a light on for the rest of my life.
I still don't sleep okay. We've killer dogs. That's the only reason I'm okay.
Lisa actually has 5 killer dogs.
Yes, I do. It's disgusting.
I still, if I'm downstairs and I turn off all the lights.
You run up?
I piss bolt up the stairs. Like, I bolt up the stairs.
Same.
If it's not robbers, it's ghosts.
Oh.
Yeah.
Thank God I don't have any of those stories.
I mean,
You have them.
Only just recently. Mona Farm.
Yeah, but you had another encounter here.
I don't want to talk about it.
I don't want to talk about it either.
We're in that house, yeah.
No, I'm not talking about it.
It doesn't happen. I do not consent.
Neither do I.
Say it out loud.
I don't consent.
We are protected by Lord Michael Saviour.
Did you just make that good dude up?
Yeah.
Good. Wow.
We have to say something like that. So if there was anything apart from travel.
What else would I do differently? I mean, listen, I think there's a fair bit. What would you do differently? Nothing.
I would do different. Like, there was a guy in England when I was living over in England. So I've got, like, circumstances where I was dating this South African rugby player. And
I know this story.
Yeah. His name was Malcolm. He was very good looking and I really liked him. But he was the sketchiest mofo I had ever dated. He basically told me that he couldn't go back to South Africa because he had basically overstayed his visa in the UK.
Did he want to marry you?
No, he didn't want to marry me, but he was so sketchy. Like, and we dated for so long and, like, he just wouldn't sleep with me. And I was like, I remember talking to my mum and she was like, well, is he gay?
He wasn't a German on the beach, was he?
He definitely wasn't the German on the beach, no. He was... He was DTF from day one, or maybe that was me. You know, the Maldivian sun and, you know, a few pina coladas on the beach.
No, I don't know. When I'm holidaying with my parents, no, I don't understand that at all.
Upon reflection, it's a little weird, but the island that we were on, it was a very large island, and my family loved to party. Like, we're on the dance floor at all times.
Where are you having sex?
So we met all these
with
other
all the sand.
No, we met all these other families
with
and
the bungalow.
We met all these other families, and Mark was there with his mum and dad. And Mark had brought along a friend.
So Mark brings a friend and a pack of condoms to the dives. Is that where you're going with this?
I very rarely had unprotected sex with strangers. I'd always been in a relationship. Every single relationship
Are we counting that as a relationship?
No. That was a holiday romance.
I don't know if I want this on the podcast.
I'm okay with it.
Why?
Why?
That's a lot.
That I had unprotected sex.
No, man. Don't make me out to be a prude. You just met the dude. So he's on holidays. He doesn't bring a pack of condoms because, of course, he doesn't think he's banging anyone in the mouth.
Banging a hot Aussie.
You would have been. I don't know where to go from here. But I think we need more champagne, if I'm being honest.
I mean, it's empty.
Yeah.
I'm okay with it. You need to be okay with it. I don't have an STD or an STI or anything like that.
You're lucky. What, have you not been taught anything?
Did they have to
submit
little girl Lisa's tipsy.
No, I'm not.
You are.
No, I'm not.
You are. Your voice has gone high pitch.
No, I'm very surprised by, I wish I didn't bring it up. I'm in my head about bringing it up because
It's okay. Mm-hmm. I'm okay with it.
Mm. Oh, I'm glad.
It was a really beautiful 10 days. Mark, if you're listening,
lucky
he absolutely wouldn't be.
Lucky you don't have a mini Mark running around.
I mean.
Did you not ever watch 16 and Pregnant?
Hang on a second. I didn't let him blow inside me.
Oh, stop talking.
Oh, my God.
Hey, are you kidding?
I didn't. I've never been on the pill either.
What?
I've never been on the pill.
So, wait, you just have this pull-out policy.
Pull-out method.
Oh, my goodness.
Yeah.
What dude's pulling out?
I mean, all of them, except Ryan.
Except the person
and here we
you
are.
Ended up with.
Yeah.
Wait. So, you're in the Maldives. How old are you?
I am... hang on. How old am I? 25. Mm-hmm. 2011. I was a fucking grown woman.
Yeah.
I don't know. He just had this clean, safe look about him. And I could tell that he was a bit shy.
Perhaps upon reflection, you were a little bit too accommodating?
I think because I had never done a lot of sleeping around with just strange men. Literally since I was 16, I have always had
long-term. Literally, my parents will not be listening to this. There's absolutely no way.
Long-term boyfriends. And so Mark was probably the first guy that I had like an outside of a relationship sexual affair with. It wasn't even an affair. It was just a sexual encounter. And I was okay with it. I was like, oh, it's all part of the experience. You know?
No. Okay.
So you've obviously never barebacked.
I'm not answering that.
I mean, I've had two penises.
Fuck you.
I mean, listen. You say that loud and proud.
Yes, I do.
Yeah, hold your head up high, babe.
Yeah, I mean, I'm not judging you.
Mm-mm.
Yes, I am.
Yeah, your face says otherwise, but I'm okay with it.
I'm glad you are.
You know, me and...
It makes one person.
I had never, ever had a one-night stand. This is a funny story. I'd never, ever had a one-night stand. Like, you know how all these – I had girlfriends that would, like, they'd go out clubbing and they would go home with a guy and then they'd never speak to him again or whatever. And I was like, I have never, ever – I've never gone home with a guy. I've never done that sort of stuff. Even Mark, like, I met him on day one and we didn't, you know, engage in sexual pleasures until like day five. So we were kind of courting.
You really
right?
held him out there, didn't you?
I really
you?
Held him wow. out. Yeah. Well, we're only there for 10 days, babe. So half of that I was being, you know, little girl Lisa styles.
No, you weren't. No. Half of that you were asking him to stop right before the end.
What? What?
That makes sense.
Stop right before the end?
Yeah.
Oh, before he blows.
Oh,
it's okay. We're all adults on this podcast. Anyway, so I went up to Queensland with a girlfriend of mine. I won't say her name. And we were like, let's try and have one night stands. Like, you know.
I know who this is.
Yeah.
Say her name. So,
no.
Yeah.
Bezel. It was Bezel. And we'd never had one night stands. So we were like, let's go, let's tick it off our list and whatever.
Mm, quite the bucket list to have,
yeah,
wasn't it? No.
Okay, over there in your nunnery outfit. And we went up to the Gold Coast and we were like, that's fine, this is great. We're interstate. Mm-hmm. No one's gonna know who we are, blah, 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 blah. I think we must have been 26 at this stage.
So after the Maldives.
After Mark. And then we basically met these Kiwi guys out at a nightclub. And I started talking to this guy, Luke. And
so
I was
you
like,
were determined.
I was like.
You were ticking that off the list.
I was very nervous because I, like, to me, sex is, it's a nice thing that I don't just give out to anyone except if I'm on the Maldives.
Yeah.
But I met this guy, Luke, and he was lovely and we got along really well during the night. And then he was like, oh, do you want to come back to mine? I was like, oh my God, yep. And then I said to Bezel, I was like, it's happening. Like, we're going to do one night stands. Anyway, I went back to the hotel with Luke and we got down and dirty and we did the deed. We wore a condom, you'll be happy to hear.
I just can't, finish this story. Yep. And then I'm gonna-
Anyway, the next morning he was like, oh, can I get your number? And I was like, yeah, sure. Thinking he's never going to call me. He's like, my flight's at so-and-so. I was like, yeah, my flight's blah, blah, blah. Anyway, we went our separate ways. Anyway, long story short, we kept in contact over text for a couple of days. And then he flew out from Auckland to Sydney. And then he asked me to be his girlfriend and we dated for a whole year. So my one-night stand was not ever a one-night stand because he ended up becoming a serious boyfriend. And then I actually quit my job and moved to Auckland to be with him. And
would you tell this story in front of Ryan?
Yeah, absolutely.
Right. What's that feel like?
We are open books and he's got a past, I've got a past.
Mm.
I'm so fine with his past and vice versa.
Because his is pretty boring.
Oh, no, his is way worse than mine.
Is it?
Oh, God.
I was just trying to not throw him under the bus, if I'm being honest, but you are just rolling him.
Listen, he's had long-term relationships, very long-term relationships, and then he's had sections where he has been single, and in those small sections he's made up for the long-term relationships, mm-hmm. you know?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. This is all very foreign to you. You're looking at me like I'm speaking like Hebrew.
This is a lot for me.
Is it?
And it's not where I had into.
Pardon me.
Are you kidding?
sorry. I can't do bubbles without.
We need more. This is not. I can't get through this podcast.
You have to drive home.
Yeah, I'm going to be fine.
Yeah. But you.
We've had pizza and pasta. Pizza. I've had one glass of champagne.
I know you've had pasta.
Jesus. But, okay, well.
So this is a lot for you to process. You might want to go home and sleep on it.
Mm.
Just wrap your head around the fact that, you know, I have been with a man and not used a condom before.
No, I don't care about that. I just care that it was someone in the Maldives that you'd known for 2 days. That feels
five.
Like okay. That feels like a lot. Doesn't that feel like a lot to you?
Think about all the women that go home and have one night stands.
They probably use a condom.
Probably, and I'm sure
except
there's
a few.
Except
for the people on 16 and Pregnant. Did you ever watch that?
I did.
I used to love that show.
Why?
Have you seen the Where Are They Now?
No.
It's good.
The 16 and Pregnant ones?
Yes.
But I didn't watch the 16 and Pregnant, so.
You just said you did.
No, I said I don't watch it.
Oh, I mean, I don't currently watch it, but I did.
I couldn't fathom. I could not fathom giving birth at 16. Like, even at 26, I was still a child. Imagine having a baby at 16.
No. Well, no. I mean, it wouldn't have happened for me.
Oh, all right. There she is again, little girl Lisa.
Oh, listen.
Over there in a nun outfit.
Wow. This has taken a turn for the worse.
Has it?
There's other little girl Lisas out there.
I have no doubt.
There really
there's
are.
There's a whole posse of you guys.
There would be. And I bet that they are all.
And I reckon there's a hot, like, they're all, like, sniggering behind my back being like, Amy's a slut.
No one's saying that. No one uses the S word out loud
anymore. Yeah,
who uses that in public?
I mean,
no one.
Not me or my girlfriends.
Yeah, no one's using that word. No one's.
I mean, little
that.
Little Am girl I... Lisa's would.
No, I wouldn't. Little, I wasn't judgy. Girl. No, I wasn't.
Your face said otherwise.
No, I've.
The
got...
fact that you're so shocked.
It is a lot.
Mm.
My girlfriends were probably in the same boat. They just probably protected a lot of that information from me.
I have noticed that your little group of girlfriends, they very much practice safe sex.
Yeah, because that's what most humans do.
Mm-hmm.
No. You don't have to practice safe sex when you've chosen your life partner.
Yes.
Right?
Yes.
But I just think that there's not a lot of people that are actively...
If I was one of those people that went home a lot with men...
Thank you.
..at nighttime, I would absolutely be using condoms.
Tell you what scared me the other day.
Mm.
On the gram, I can't remember her name, but someone that I follow had the...
Chlamydia.
No, babe, I wouldn't use that word. That's not in my vocabulary.
Do you know what that is?
I mean, yes.
What is it?
Downstairs, it's like an STD, right?
It's an STI, yeah.
What's the D in the I?
Infection and disease,
whatever.
Yeah.
STI, whatever. Anyway, you've sidetracked me. That's not what I was talking about. You always the worst place. She had the Marina?
Mm.
She had it put in and it embedded into her walls. And she had to go in and have surgery and they still couldn't get it. It had gone that far into her walls.
No.
So then, but here's the thing, right? Everybody, I'm on this fibre powder.
Oh, my God. It's called Ultimate Fibre.
Carly, you better be listening to this.
Yep.
Her and Holly, who are the... Holly's like a poo expert.
Doesn't she do clonics?
She owns a clonic something or other. I've never done one.
No, me neither.
I don't need to because...
Yeah, because you shit 13 times a day.
I mean, can we talk about what we'd share on a podcast and what we wouldn't? Because that's not one I would share.
Listen, we are
an open
book. And
that's only because of the fibre powder.
Ultimate fibre.
Carly's got me onto this ultimate fibre powder.
Because she thinks she got a parasite.
Yeah, she thinks I have a parasite.
No, she was telling me in the hair salon.
Yeah, she's pretty. She's
adamant. She was like, she needs to stay on this fibre powder. And I was like, oh, my God, she's going to shit out an organ.
I can't tell you how bad it's been.
Have been telling me.
You have no barriers. This is why you've gotten to where you've gotten, because you have absolutely, there's something.
And you know what? We are breaking down your walls slowly. And
no one's
it's
asked
so
for that.
Nice. No, everyone loves it though.
No, they
it's
don't.
So, I bet you people enjoy this podcast. Because you're a little bit unfiltered, like the little girl Lisa's shocked at
if you call
things.
Me that one more time.
I'm going to call it for the rest of this episode.
Wow.
Keep going. Ultimate fibre. Go. Give them
anyway,
a plug.
No. Where I was going with this, there is a point, and no, I haven't had too many champagnes, is that because it obviously cleans things out and makes things quite regular, is that it basically counteracts the pill. Because
Or you're shitting out your contraception.
Well, I'm just assuming I am.
Yeah, no, I think you are.
And so now I am on high alert.
You're going to get
and
knocked
I was
up.
Thinking, no, I'm not. Don't say that. Why would you? Yeah, that don't.
You're going to have to give lots of them.
You're painful. I forgot why I stopped doing this so regularly with you.
We're just giving.
Not because of any other reason. Like, not
because
I wasn't invited.
Not because I got guests on or anything.
But I was thinking about the Marina, and now I've seen this, and I reckon there's people out there that have got similar stories to this. Contraception is hard.
I hear a lot of pros and cons about the Marina. I've got girlfriends
put on weight.
I've heard girlfriends who have said it's the best thing they've ever used, and they've never had any issues. And then I've had other girlfriends who are like they bled for 12 months, and they've just had. Issue, like weight gain, really bad skin and hormones all over the place.
No,
the
but
thing
you,
for you, if you and Ryan are done, the safest thing is to get the snip. And if you're not done, then stay on the pill.
I'm staying on the pill.
Oh, that means there's a baby number three.
No. I'm not saying there's another baby. I'm just saying that it's a very difficult conversation when one person wants,
he
another,
wants
kid
another one,
and one person would happily shut the shop.
If, say, you had a third, would he then go and get the snip, or is he one of those guys?
Yes. I don't think I could get him over the line with that.
I just find that really selfish.
Listen, I haven't asked, if I'm being honest. It's not something that I would...
No, I know.
I feel like the only way I could dangle that would be once I...
had a third.
Yes.
Yeah.
And I would have 9 months to dangle that.
Oh, I've got girlfriends whose husbands are like absolutely flat out no way. Like they've considered themselves like male dogs. Like it's insulting to take their...
I would struggle to bring it up if I'm being honest. Mm. I just can't picture that coming off well.
You got to... you could play it to your advantage. Like when you do get the snip, you can bang as frequently and as often and any way you like with no scare.
Mm.
With just like ultimate freedom.
Mm-hmm.
And it's a nice feeling.
Yeah. Well, you're still worried you're going to have a fourth.
Well, that's because the bloody Anna, that's because my psychic lady keeps telling me I'm having a fourth.
Mm.
And when I tell you I've asked her every, like, do I have an affair? Am I adopting? Like, do I get given a baby? Do I get a fucking dog?
Maybe you what have is my it? Third.
Oh, my God, I would never.
I've been around a couple of people in the last couple of weeks with three kids, you being one of them,
yeah,
and someone else, and...
It's not your story.
It's not my story. It's not even a book I want to buy.
It's a different realm. Read. It's a different realm.
Yeah.
It's a whole nother
to
level.
To any mum out there that has three kids, I'm saluting you.
Mm.
I don't know how you do it. That's just, it's insane. Three kids. It worries me. So much. I think I'd have to not be working.
But you know what? You would be okay now because if you had a third now, Mia would basically raise it. Like if I had a fourth child, which is absolutely not on the cards, Charlie would basically raise it.
Mm.
She's so maternal and
so is Mia.
Helpful. The firstborns I find always are. But
the
three
secondborns are not.
Is, the secondborns are just sent to test you every day. But... Three, especially for me, having them all so close together, they're like a small gang. They gang up on me every single day. And Charlie, they all idolise Charlie. And so if Charlie's in a bit of a cheeky mood, she can rile them up. She's the ringleader. I don't even go to the boys anymore. I'll be like, Charlie, you are embarrassing me incredibly in the middle of, Woolworths. I need you to rein the boys in because they don't listen to me, but they'll listen to her. And she'll go and she'll, like, huddle with them. She'll be like, okay, mum's getting cranky. Let's just play it cool till we get home. And she does. She's got more power over them than I do.
Wow.
I'll admit that. Yeah, and I will use it to my advantage until the cows come home. But three is a lot.
I just can't picture myself voluntarily doing that.
Mm. You'd almost have to be, like, a little cute accident.
Yeah, but by cute, it would have to be that both kids are nearly in school, like...
Or have left home.
Yeah.
Yeah.
In my head, I was like, okay, I'm waiting for Carly. If she has her first, I'll double down and go a third.
Mm.
Double down or triple down. I mean, thankfully, I haven't had to cross that bridge just yet, so...
Also, do you want to be like 40 having a third?
That doesn't worry me.
No?
Honestly, it doesn't.
I feel ancient at 36 trying to chase after chick kids.
How do you feel, honestly, to know that you're done? Is that a nice feeling?
Oh, God. It's especially nice now that not only am I done with three, but, like, my third is now at preschool.
Mm.
And I'm
you're out of
the start of this year for me was liberating. Like, I felt like I started coming home to myself.
Mm.
That sounds super corny.
I mean, you started daycare last year, but sure.
I mean,
why are you sitting on the floor?
Oh, I feel like we were just sitting too close and you were getting way too aroused sitting that close to me.
No, I wasn't.
I mean, why are your pants off?
What are you... This is why I don't come on the podcast anymore because she outs me and she says things that I can't take back and my pants are on.
Are they? Where are they?
Are you kidding? Are you kidding? I can't wait to pay you back for this, and I will. You just won't expect it.
Oh, okay.
I'll pay you back.
All right. I'll get you back after that as well.
Yeah, you will, because you're spiteful. I can tell you're spiteful.
I'm not spiteful.
Yes, you are.
I'm only spiteful if you embarrass me.
Okay. What have you just done to me?
Are you spiteful?
No, I don't have a spiteful bone in my body.
No?
No.
Mm.
I'm far more professional than that.
Are you a bit aggressive?
When I need to be.
Violent?
I mean...
You throw stuff.
What are you doing, you doll? What are you doing? I've smashed a glass against my own window because I was frustrated once, and she's holding this.
I have thrown a bottle of champagne at a wall before.
That feels like a waste. Was it empty?
It was with an ex-boyfriend. No, it was more for dramatics.
Okay.
And then I was like, damn it. There's a hole. It was full as well.
Probably someone you're using a condom with, hey?
Didn't use one with him either. Boom, 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 ching.
You don't have more kids, girl. You are lucky.
Well, yeah.
We didn't mean to make this into a contraception podcast.
No, we didn't.
We need to end on a good song.
What's a good song?
Is there a song about contraception? Just end us on Shaggy.
It wasn't me.
Yeah.
It wasn't me.
But it was you. It was. In the Maldives.
It was me. It was me banging in under the moonlight.
How does the song go?
Open up, man. Open up, little girl.
Amy's
Lisa.
Open. Don't you worry. Don't you worry about that.
Get your special cream out. I don't know how I let this happen. All right. I
don't know what to do. Aw, thanks, okay. Legends.
Honey came in and she got me red-handed, banging on the Maldives floor. Picture this, he was from Germany, couldn't speak English.
Amy had no conception for the Maldives stay.
Still didn't get an STI and live to tell the tale.
Thanks, legends.
Thanks. Are you wrapping up my podcast?
No, I'm waiting for you to jump in, girl. I wouldn't.
Thanks,
legends. Dirty like that.
Go, finish me off. Finish it off.
Finish your own goddamn podcast off. That I'm going to have an issue listening to every single part of this.
Let's finish it off together.
Oh, famous last words.
Hey? All right, on the count of three. One, two, three.
Thanks, legends.
Okay, legends. I hope you enjoyed that. I hope that gave you a little bit of insight into what I like to get up to on family holidays. Not now, obviously, that I am a well-kept woman and married and very in love with my husband. But, you know, who else has a holiday romance story that they want to share with me? Surely people have had flings on holidays. You know, I used to read about them in books and I don't know, I never thought it would actually happen. And then I met someone and it happened and he didn't speak English and it was even more perfect. And that is why Lisa's name is Little Girl Lisa, because she was cringe factor 1000. I mean, I wish I could show you the book. It's even worse than you can imagine. So many love hearts, so many little nicknames. All very cringe. So Little Girl Lisa is sticking. It's here to stay, guys. Please forgive me for my, I don't know, tardiness and not getting a podcast to you. I want to share all of the things with you and I will, and then you'll get it and you'll be like, why have you taken on more work, Amy? Because you are already dropping so many balls. And to that I will retort, I don't know. I just can't seem to let go of anything, because I love everything. But anyway, that's neither here nor there. I hope you enjoyed this podcast. I will chat with you next week. School's back. The mums can breathe easy. I mean, making lunches in the morning, that's not a vibe either. So, I mean, we're screwed either way. But school is back, so the during the day part's a little bit more chill. But I will love you and leave you. Have a fantastic week, weekend, and I will chat with you with exciting news next week. Mwah! Bye for now.